Hello, my lovely football people. Oscar Hasley here from checklive.com. Yes, the site you pretend not to check at work, but absolutely do between emails and life crises. Today, we witnessed history, or as PSG fans now call it, trauma. The 2025 FIFA Club World Cup Final. MetLife Stadium, Chelsea versus PSG. Final score, Chelsea 3, Paris 0. And no, that's not a typo. Chelsea came out like a pack of caffeinated lions, pressing so high I thought they were trying to steal PSG's wallet. Within 10 minutes, Cole Palmer had already started writing his Ballon d'Or acceptance speech. The man was everywhere, scored 2 goals with his left foot, and I swear, Messi himself probably looked at that and said, "Oi, that's a bit cheeky." Then Juan Pedro chipped Donnarumma like he was paying for lunch, lifted the ball over him like it was nothing. Filthy. Absolutely filthy. 3-0 before halftime. And PSG? They looked like they'd left the stove on back in Paris. Let's talk tactics. Chelsea pressed like their bonuses depended on it. Every player locked in. Palmer had the freedom of New Jersey, which is ironic because I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Enzo Maresca found PSG's weak spot, poked it, then built a holiday home on it. Meanwhile, PSG's midfield looked confused, like someone replaced their GPS with a toaster. Marquinhos said after the match, "They caused us problems in the first half. Mate, they caused you an existential crisis." And Robert Sanchez, golden gloves, clean sheet, and probably the calmest man in New Jersey that night. So, Chelsea, world champions. Palmer, best player of the tournament. PSG, somewhere between therapy and preseason panic mode. Want the full drama, tactics, stats and quotes? Head to checklive.com, your home for everything football, stats and sarcastic commentary. This is Oscar Hasley, reminding you, respect the Palmer, mind the press, and always, check live. Cheers.